As I said in my introduction, what the Igud is very proud about is what Rabbi Blank did today, or is constantly doing. I myself am finding my role in the Igud HaRabbanim, Executive Vice President, fortunate to have Rabbi Blank with his constructive thought and his ideas. Tonight's meeting, we implemented some of those ideas, and as we grow starker, implement some more. But I want Rabbi Blank to discuss, we're having it taped and recorded, to discuss some of the great programs he's working on that'll make the members of the Igud HaRabbanim the skill set to make a Kiddush Hashem every day, whether they're in the pulpit, the chaplaincy, the classroom, Hashkach, wherever they are, to make him into a better Rav. Rabbi Blank, please. So, take a picture with you. I might tell him. Because you're right.
Good evening. And many of the webinars and presentations I start off with, my name is Rabbi Yehuda, and many know me as Rabbi Leonard Blank. I don't have a split personality. Before I share with you the various programs I have been creating, facilitating, and presenting, I'd like to share with you my own relationship with the Young Israel Movement. First, I want to say it is an honor to be at this Young Israel of Woodmere, whose distinguished Mora D'Asra is Harav Shalom Axelrod. I grew up on the Lower East Side, and one of the shuls I occasionally attended, and there were a number of shuls, including the Yeshiva MTJ, was the first Young Israel in the United States on the Lower East Side. The Young Israel of Manhattan, whose Rav was Rabbi Dr. David Stern, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha. In fact, he lived in Williamsburg, and he used to walk the bridge to come daven and to be the Mora D'Asra of the Young Israel. After he had left his demise, a very wonderful, distinguished rabbi, Rabbi Yeshaya Sif, Sozayin Gesund, and his dear Rebbetzin Rita Sif, Sozayin Gesund, who I am zocha to have a close relationship with, are loved and respected on the Lower East Side community. Rabbi Sif not only continued the Mesorah of Rabbi Stern, he and his Rebbetzin helped make the Young Israel a beacon of light through the years for the many mispalim and community, as they still do. Rabbi Sif had a close relationship with Rav Moshe Zitzal and Rav David Zitzal. Professionally, I have through the years collaborated with Young Israel Rabbanim with events held at some of the Young Israel shuls. I am proud to acknowledge a dear chaver of mine, who I have collaborated with on several programs, was on a panel and presenter at his rabbinic trainings, participated in many of his monthly, very popular monthly series, Ask the Shilos, with Harav Mordechai Willig, who is also the Rav Mora D'Asra of Young Israel Riverdale, and participated in other presentations. He is a professional, wonderful rabbi and human being who is an inspiration, and that is Rabbi Binyamin Hammer, the director of rabbinics for the National Council of Young Israel. The various programs, presentations, and webinars I have developed continue to cover various important finger-on-the-pulse topics. Just today was a presentation webinar, Technology and Halacha, the use of mind-controlled robotic prosthetic limbs, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and other areas of Halacha by Rabbi Levi Langer. On October 26th, we will begin a monthly series called Ask the Therapist. The members of the Igud HaRabbanim, Rabbinical Alliance of America in Good Standing, will send in questions they have after registering for this program, which will be sent to the Assistant Director of OHEL. On October 26th, all those who registered will connect to the Zoom The questions will be shared and asked and responded by the appropriate therapist at Ohel. At Ohel, we have collaborated, we have developed a wonderful partnership. A number of months ago, we did a presentation about anxiety with Dr. Norman Blumenthal of Ohel, and introductory remarks by Rabbi Eitan Feiner. We also had another presentation by Stephen, or he's known as Svi Wesson, LCSWR, Assistant Director of Ohel, on mental health issues. We also had a very successful presentation by Liana and Etil Foreman, The Foreman's Family Journey Through Addiction and Recovery, about CSC's communities confronting substance abuse in the Jewish community, CCSA. In the previous year, we had a special program on self-care and other issues and concerns for Rabbanim and chaplains, and our rabbinic presenter at that time was Rabbi Dr. Richard Weiss, who is also the rabbi of the Young Israel of Hillcrest, held at Lenox Hill Hospital, with a special behind-scenes tour, including advanced robotic surgery rooms, facilitated and led by Rabbi Simcha Silverman, Director of Chaplaincy at Lenox Hill, a member of the RIA, and also a member of our Chaplaincy Commission. We recently had a nationwide presentation for healthcare chaplains, and our panelists were Rabbi Herschel Welcher of Congregation Avas Yisrael, and Rabbi Dr. Aaron Glatt, who, by the way, is an assistant rabbi at the Young Israel of Woodmore, is a director of medical halacha for the RAA, and a tremendous inspiration for all of Klal Yisrael, especially this past year dealing with the pandemic, and he continues to do so. He is one of the leading experts sought after for his medical and scientific expertise, as well as his knowledge in halacha. My position is to create, facilitate, and present various programs, advancement of chaplaincy with a distinguished commission of board-certified chaplains, and as external affairs, to collaborate with, network, and develop diverse opportunities with other rabbinical, Jewish, and other professional organizations, agencies, and programs, and whatever help with the furtherance of quality, professional, and meaningful relationships to help be Mizaken Klal Yisrael. I look forward to collaborating with the National Council of Young Israel, one of the preeminent Orthodox Jewish organizations in our city, state, country, and of course, Eretz Yisrael. Other programs being developed will be specifically for our member Rebbetzins, and other programs and presentations will be forthcoming. If I were to disclose what we are working on, it would be out of the box. I want you to look forward to it, of the excitement of all the programs, and hopefully, Bezos Hashem, a special conference to come. I want to close with my appreciation to the following members of the Chaplaincy Commission: Rabbi Michal Chazan, Rabbi Dr. Hillel Fox, Rabbi David King, Rabbi Zephaniah Krieger, Rabbi Yochanan Ivry, and Rabbi Simcha Silverman. To Rabbi Mendy Marachnik, Executive Vice President, the Presidium, and co-directors, for your continued support and encouragements. Most of all, to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It is only with emuna, petachin, hope, achdus, and to be Mekadesh Hashem that is so much an integral part of who we are and our love for the Rabbeinu Shalom that makes everything and anything possible and so meaningful for all of us. May we have good health, simchas achayim, happiness, simchas, and may we be zorcha Mashiach tzedkenu b'mheira v'yameinu. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Blank. Thank you for really being there for us 24/7.
That's okay. My pleasure.
I want to mention that
I'd be honored to have the president come up.
Yeah, I want to do that. I think we should take a picture of the presidium with Rabbi Blank.
Rabbi Gill.
And Rabbi Gill.
Rabbi Student. Rabbi Mush. Shmuel. And.
It's your picture, Rabbi. Say you want it.
And I would be remiss if we didn't have in this picture the Maradas or Rabbi Axelrod.
Rabbi Axelrod.
You mentioned.
Okay. Rabbi Hapkowitz also, please.
Rabbi Hapkowitz. Rabbi